Legislation threatens open Wi-Fi in the UK. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Many United Kingdom libraries and universities are crying foul over proposed legislation that would make them responsible for the actions of people using their wireless networks. The Digital Economy Bill, winding its way through Parliament, includes a three-strike provision that would suspend internet accounts of users accused of copyright infringement three times, say by downloading copyrighted music and movies. The government this week refused to provide exceptions for operators of free public Wi-Fi hotspots, including internet cafes. Big mistake, according to Lillian Edwards, internet law professor at the University of Sheffield.
The bill not only says that people who have infringed copyright will receive warnings, which may eventually lead to them being disconnected, right? But also people who have, unquote, allowed other people to use their internet to infringe copyright. Now, no one knows what it allowed means, but it looks a lot like it's going to include anyone who has a public Wi-Fi connection available. You know, so as I've said, that could be anyone like my mum, for example, who doesn't know how to secure her wireless network. It could be a cafe that uses open Wi-Fi to encourage its customers to come in. It could be a library or anything like that, a cyber cafe. And all of these classes of people may find themselves suddenly liable for copyright infringement.
Despite complaints, lawmakers said this week there will be no exceptions. Is that right?
The guidance essentially says we've gone through all the complaints and we agree that this is a problem, but we're not going to do anything about it. That's really what it boils down to. It's quite a remarkable document. They say that if we gave an exemption for libraries and universities, let's say, then people would pretend to be libraries and universities just so they could download copyright without impunity, which seems a tad unlikely to me.
So do you see this as a very realistic threat to open Wi-Fi in the UK, or is this more likely to be an issue that will sort of be taken care of before it becomes law?
I don't think it's going to be taken care of, sad to say. I have myself, you know, drafted model amendments on this. There have been steps by some very good lords. The bill is currently in the House of Lords to present exemptions for providers of Wi-Fi, libraries and universities, but they are essentially getting nowhere. The nearest they have got to backing down is providing a defense that someone will not be liable if they have taken reasonable steps to prevent other people using their service to commit copyright infringement, right? That is normally taken as meaning that they had secured their router with a password. That is leaving, obviously, the people who want to supply open public Wi-Fi with no defense. So I have been saying this really is the death of open public wireless.
Lillian Edwards is an internet law expert at the University of Sheffield. The Digital Economy Bill also proposes to invest in mobile broadband, promotes a switch to digital radio in the UK, and mandates ratings on some video games. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.